Monday morning, mate. It's day 14 of my coffee advent calendar. It's a comedian called Carl drinking coffee. That sounds like it's going to be like, you know, football focus. They have a little bit of sort of overdubbed audio, and then it clicks in with the music. So it'd be like, it's day 14, it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it's like, boom, the music comes in and it gets well exciting. But I don't have the capabilities to do that. This is literally recorded just into my phone, this one. It is, what a lovely morning. I don't know where you are, actually. It might be shite where you are, but they forecast rain today, which I'm sure will come. But at the minute, it is a crispy, beautiful, clear blue skied winter morning. Love it. I absolutely love it. Got a lovely coffee today from a roastery called Fleck Roastery in Slovakia. Honduran beans. They've got a real, they taste like cherry drops. Just a little hint of it. Oh, nice. Exciting. And yes, it is Monday. A new week begins. I'm in London. There's talk of some, oh, fucking hell, I'm hitting a wire there that's scratchy. There's talk of some new regulations coming in maybe this weekend. They're doing an announcement on Wednesday, I believe. There's talk of us now being dropped back into, maybe we're going to go into tier 3. Christmas might be off, everyone. Which is, you know, probably was always going to happen, wasn't it? I don't care anymore, guys. Just tell me what I can and can't do. I mean, I think Christmas is, everyone's doing what they were going to do at Christmas. No one who was planning on a little family Christmas of like, pop over and see one, their parents or whatever, because the government has said they're allowed. The government, if they change the rules on Wednesday, I don't think people will change their plans. You can't keep chopping and changing. I know it doesn't matter what the fucking science is. It's human nature. If you're constantly told different information for 9 months, you're ultimately going to not fully obey the rules. You know what I mean? It's like school kids, isn't it? You've got a teacher who is a bit too laissez-faire. You just smelt weakness. You're like, oh, I ain't going to follow the rules. When this person don't know what they don't know the rules. They're just towing the party line. We used to absolutely ruin them. I feel really bad. Do you ever look back at school? I don't know, like, anyone who was a naughty person at school. I wasn't horrible, but I definitely, I had my days. I'd be unruly. And also sometimes I would hang with the unruly kids. Sorry, I've just spotted. It's very funny. I live next door to a assisted living house, which is for guys who have sort of special requirements. You know, there's a couple of them who there's a couple of ones who are quite sort of severely autistic or have Asperger's. You know, it's for people that they can't live alone. They're in their, you know, they're in their like 40s and 50s and stuff. So it's a house where like 5 of them live, and there's a living sort of manager, and there's a couple of different carers coming each day. And just as I was speaking there, one of them, he's a funny, lovely little guy. He's tiny. He's like 5'2", a little Asian guy who smokes like a chimney. Like, he's got the frame of like a 12-year-old, but I reckon he's in his mid-40s. He's not a chatter. He very rarely says hello. I normally say hello when I go past him, but he's quite a shy type. But he just walked out to put stuff in their bins, and was swinging his the dustpan and brush around like they were lightsabers. It's good fun. They're a good bunch. They are. There's one guy who is the hardest nut to crack on earth. Like, he's weirdly Hannah. Says hello to him. He says hello to her. I've lived here for, what is it now? Bloody hell, 7.5 years. He's the only constant. He's the only one who's lived there the whole time, and he has never once said hello to me. Honestly, sometimes I see him from my kitchen window. He's having a cigarette out his window, and I'm doing the washing up, and I look up, and I can we make eye contact, and I give him a wave, nothing. And you, but anyway, but yeah, that sorry distracted me there by somebody doing some lightsabering. Oh, but I can't remember what I was saying before that. Before I was so easily distracted. I mean, that would distract anyone. I don't care who you are, mate. What's going on? I was talking about tears. We're going. I was saying that at school, I sometimes think about, you know, the times we really just made a teacher go through hell. That was horrible. I've got mates who are teachers now, and I'm like, God, you know. I do think, you know, it's partly, it's a two-way street, isn't it? You've got to stamp your authority on a room. Because, yeah, we had a teacher once who was a substitute science teacher. She came in with this very fun, charismatic Sri Lankan physics teacher called Mr. D'Souza, who me and him used to butt heads a bit, but he liked me and I sort of really liked him, but, you know, I was just quite sort of cocksure. And he always used to call me Donnie. That was my nickname he gave me. So whenever I'd be talking at the back of the class, I'd just hear, Donnie, and I'd look over, and he'd just have this little grin on his face, like, I know what you're up to. And he was a teacher, I think I might have told it on here before, where we once had a blistering argument and ended up with me getting sent home for the day over how long the human body can survive without oxygen. Basically, he said, this was the, mid-90s? So, I don't know, things, the science books might not have been updated, but he was saying how the human body can't last for longer than, like, I think he said, like, 3 or 4 minutes without oxygen. And I said, what about free divers? And he was like, what are free divers? I said, you know, the guys that, like, hold their breath and swim down very deep, you know, sort of deeper than the human body really should go. And I said, like, I think the record at that point was, like, 7 minutes. And I told him that, and he said, that's not true. I said, it is 100% true. I'd watched a bloody, like, news report about it. And basically, he said, that can't be, the human body can't do that. I then said, you don't know what you're talking about. Which I think to a teacher coming from a 14-year-old, that's grounds to get booted out, isn't it? So we went at it for a bit, and just, yeah, he wouldn't believe me, and I couldn't convince him. And then, lo and behold, I got the boot, mate. And that's fine. That's his prerogative. But at least he had, that's, you know, I respect that. He didn't let me win. You can't let a kid win when you're a teacher. I'd rather be wrong and kick the kid out than admit defeat. That's the thing. But we had some, I remember he was away once. He was off sick. And we had a substitute teacher, the poor woman, just was clearly young, probably just out of teacher training, man. And fuck, she just came in, and she lasted one lesson. We never saw her again. We were just rotten, man. And it was that thing, the moment she came in, she just did not get our attention. It's like, basically, it was like being a comedian and walking on at a tough gig and opening badly. You're never going to get their attention. You're never going to convince them to trust you. And that's what happened. And she just was done. By the end of the class, you could see that she was, like, holding back tears and stuff. I feel so bad now. But when you're a kid, you're just a fucking knob, aren't you? Oh. So, yes. Why did I start talking about that? Teachers. Oh, I was talking about how the government have constantly flip-flop. Yeah, that's it, actually. And I know they are following the advice of their advisors, but I do think just that even the language, the way they explain what needs to happen is so shit. Like, Boris Johnson, he's got by in his entire career on charisma, but his charisma is also based on a sort of bumbly, fun, you know, it's not a managerial statesman-like charisma. So in a time when there's not a crisis, I think his style probably would be very refreshing, and I'd understand why people would vote for him, even if I wouldn't myself, because I think he's an absolute knob. But I get his appeal, totally. It's the same sort of thing as the Trump appeal. I think they're very different, though. You know, I think at least Boris has served his time as a politician. You know, he's been an MP. He's been in and around politics for years, right? You know, Trump is an enigma in that he's just... People voted for him because they didn't want a politician. So it was almost irrelevant how much of an arsehole he was. It was just they just voted because he was literally the opposite to what they currently had, which was slick politicians who don't say what they believe. They just say what they think you want to hear. Whereas Trump says what you don't... what you don't want to hear, but at least you know that he fucking is just saying what he thinks. So it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. He was refreshing despite being an abomination. But yeah, I think Boris is really... It's really shown just how flaccid he is as a leader. You know, watching him try and big up this whole no deal Brexit is hilarious. You can see he looks like a kid who's out of his depth, who's got busted and is now trying to blag it. He's just shit. Which is some sort of, you know, I know you shouldn't, it's sort of schadenfreude, but you can't help but think when you've been groomed for power, basically, you've gone to Eton and you spent your whole life trying to get into a position that you must secretly know you're not cut out for. You know, he's not really been cut out for any of his positions previously. Mayor of London, he was all right, you know, sort of, because mayors aren't prime ministers. You can be a bit shitter, can't you? But to have somebody basically based on their privilege and position work their way into a job they're so out of their depth being in, you can't help but take a slight bit of, not pleasure, what's the word? Well, it's almost like you're watching the sort of balance be restored, aren't you? You're watching that, or you can have all the privilege in the world, but doesn't mean you can do the things you're going to get offered. Sometimes you will be found out, and I think that is so. It's more of a relief that the sort of balance can work. You know, what am I talking about, mate? This coffee's really got me thinking. So there we go. What I'm saying is, looks like we're gonna have some new rules. that was the crux of what I was saying before I got into a sort of long-winded description of, you know, Boris Johnson as Icarus. I've got to go, man, before I keep talking. I'm going to make some breakfast. I've got a nice relaxing day today before a very busy 4 days. So, quite excited to just relax today. Put my feet up. I mean, I can't do that. I will be just basically looking after a baby all day. So, have fun, everyone. Have a good Monday. I hope you're all right. I hope your Christmas preps are going well. Take care. Bye.